Hey friend, welcome back to the show. You are tuning into lesson number 2 of the I Am a Mother Masterclass series. This series of audio lessons helps Christian estranged mothers navigate Mother's Day and the time leading up to it with more sufficiency, emotional wellness, and hope. In today's lesson, I'm teaching you how to tap into the medicine you already have to create more happiness and reduce negative emotions in the Mother's Day season. Grab your cup of tea and meet me in the episode. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off? If there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again. You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my dear tea time friend. Come on in and grab a comfortable spot and rest for a while. Thank you so much for stopping by today. We are in lesson number 2 of the I Am a Mother Masterclass series. I'm really glad that you showed up for this. You may have heard me refer to the medicine matriarch before. She is a part of you. Just like we all have an inner child, you also have a medicine matriarch component to your personality. She is the most healed and whole part of you, and she has the medicine to heal all of the emotional wounds surrounding the estrangement. That includes the hard emotions connected to Mother's Day. One of the devil's favorite lies is telling you that you have no power in your family estrangement situation. I know that can feel true when it seems like your estranged daughter or son makes all the choices about your relationship right now. The enemy loves to leverage Mother's Day to make you feel even more powerless and sad. But you actually have more power within this situation than it seems like you have at first glance. The devil hopes that you never realize this. He wants you to only focus on the wounded part of you. But I teach my clients to really step into the full persona of the medicine matriarch. She is a healer. She has calm confidence, and she's rooted in a place of sufficiency. The exercise I'll teach you today is one of the ways your medicine matriarch can empower you to feel better. I teach my clients a more in-depth version of this tool when we work together in estrangement coaching, but what I'm giving you today can totally change how you feel this Mother's Day season. Once you learn to tap into your medicine matriarch, you will no longer be led around by the nose based on what your adult child thinks, says, or does. Instead, you'll be anchored into your peace, power, and love in such a way that you have your own emotional back at all times. External circumstances do not get to dictate how you feel. And it's from that place that you can begin to repair the relationship with your child. You learn to communicate differently, and we create a reconciliation plan. But it begins with tapping into your medicine matriarch, the woman who has the healing balm for herself and for her family. It's a much better place to be than the place of self-doubt, sadness, and regret. I know, because I've been there. And once I was able to rise up into the power and peace that God wanted to give me, my daughter and I reconciled. If this is resonating with you and you want to embody your medicine matriarch identity, we should talk. You can apply for a free consultation to learn how we can work together by going to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule. That link will also be in the notes for this episode. If you don't already have your journal and something to write with, you might want to pause me here and go and grab those. The exercise I'm teaching today is called The Apothecary. It is an excellent one to do in the weeks leading up to Mother's Day. And also, anytime you feel yourself stuck in a low-quality thought cycle, you can tell when you're in a low-quality thought cycle because you'll feel disempowered and stuck. It is not God's will for you to be stuck in a dark place. So when you feel that happening, you can know that you are in that low-quality thought cycle, and it's time to bring the medicine to that situation. God equips you with the right medicine for every situation you encounter. In this case, the medicine is the thoughts you choose. I want you to picture in your mind right now a glass medicine bottle with a white label on the front that says the word thoughts. What is in this bottle is the antidote for sadness, anger, and grief surrounding Mother's Day. Your thoughts will determine how you feel, and how you feel will determine the actions you take and the experience that you have of Mother's Day and the days leading up to it as well. The enemy is planting thoughts in your mind that are poison to your emotions and your well-being. Your healing comes from opening this bottle of medicine and applying the antidote thoughts. I want you to write this down in your journal. Write down these three phrases. The situation. That's the first phrase I want you to write down. The situation. Then drop down a couple of lines and write the story. Again, drop down a couple lines and write the medicine. So on your page, you should have the situation, the story, and the medicine. This is the template you'll use for this exercise every time you do it. The situation, the story, and the medicine. I'm going to walk you through an example of this exercise now. The situation is always going to be the simplest and facts-only summary of what's going on. So in this example, the situation is Mother's Day. Notice that I'm not writing how I feel about it or lots of details about it. I'm just writing down the words Mother's Day on that line that says the situation. Next, let's look at the story. The story is going to be whatever low quality thought that you're having about the situation. And remember, we know low quality thoughts make you feel disempowered and stuck. And we know that those thoughts come from the devil, not from Jesus. In this example, the story will be, my son will not bother to acknowledge me this Mother's Day, but I'm sure he's going to his wife's mother's house to celebrate her. I'm just making up a scenario here so that you can see what this looks like in action. So that's what I would write next to the story. My son will not bother to acknowledge me this Mother's Day, but I'm sure he's going to his wife's mother's house to celebrate her. Thinking that thought makes me feel pretty terrible. It brings up feelings of resentment, jealousy, anger, pain, anxiety, and loss. None of those are empowered feelings, and none of those help me enjoy the life that God is gifting to me. So let's look at the line of your journal that says, the medicine. This is where you would open that bottle of medicine and choose a thought to act as the antidote to the poison. Because believe me, those emotions of resentment, jealousy, pain, anxiety, and etc., those act like poison to your soul. We want to heal that. and to shift into something that feels better and is better for you. On the medicine line in this example, I would write, I believe the repair in our relationship is already in motion, and this Mother's Day, I will celebrate that God chose me to be his mother out of all the other women in the world. And God does not make mistakes. I will not focus on what my son may or may not do with his mother-in-law. Comparison is an act of violence toward my own soul, and I will not engage in that. These antidote thoughts help me feel more in control because I'm focusing on what is within my power. This medicine makes me feel hopeful and more confident and peaceful. A word of instruction here. Make sure that you always pray and ask Jesus to give you the words that he wants you to use for the medicine, and then start writing. You don't have to get it perfect. Just do your best with the medicine thought, and the more you practice this, the easier it becomes. That is how you use this tool. That is how you tap into the medicine. And then you practice the medicine thought over and over. Every time the poisonous story comes up, you apply the medicine thought to it. You can expect your brain to resist this at first, because the medicine thought is new and unfamiliar. Our brains try to cling to what is familiar because that feels safe, even when the old thought was unpleasant. But if you persist, the medicine thought becomes familiar to your brain and you begin to accept it more. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." Consistency and determination are key to your success in using this tool and making the medicine work for you. The more the devil tries to discourage you and tell you it isn't working, the more you need to dig in your heels and use this tool. If you stay with it, it does work. Your homework for this lesson is to do the apothecary exercise at least once a day over the next week, and then as needed after that. This will probably take you about 10 to 15 minutes per day, and maybe less as you become more fluid at doing it through practice. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, Sister Mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.